There are moments in life when it feels like everything has gone quiet. No signs, no movement, no confirmation, just stillness. And of course, the mind panics. It asks, did I miss something? Did I do it wrong? Did the universe forget about me? But what if the pause is an absence? What if it's intelligence? In today's Mystical Minds, we're talking about the sacred pause, those in-between spaces where nothing seems to be happening, but everything is actually rearranging beneath the surface. Because manifestation doesn't only happen in motion, it also happens in stillness. And when you learn to trust the pause, you stop abandoning your path right before it begins to unfold. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Theis. I'm a psychic, an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into this mystery together. Hello, hello, hello. The week of Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you don't, I hope you have a wonderful, merry week as well. Today we don't have any snow. This week it's supposed to be really cold here in Ohio, but nothing seems to be, you know, very Christmas-like. I mean, I think maybe we're supposed to get pouring down rain on Thursday. I mean, what fun is that, for God's sakes? Let me check. Now that I've mentioned it, now I have to go look, because that's just who I am. We have flurries for like 5 minutes today. That's nice to know. Yeah, Thursday is rain. And then it moves over to sleet. And that's what we have for the rest of the week. Oh, yay. Winter in Ohio. It's fun times. I don't have any announcements. This really is next week will be the last season or last episode of season one. When we head into January, it'll all start season two. And this has been a wonderful first season. I'd like to thank everybody who's been listening to me. And for those of you who have passed the Mystical Minds podcast on to other people who might be interested, I greatly appreciate you more than you can ever know. Now, let's move forward with the card of the week. And I got to move a cat. Of course I do. I got to move Xena because she... Moves, is insistent on sitting in my card place. All right, so let me find a deck because, of course, I didn't get one ahead of time. Let's use Denise Lynn Sacred Traveler Oracle cards today, shall we? And it doesn't matter if you're listening to this today or sometime this week or 5 years from now, you discover me. This card is for you for this week. All right, so it doesn't matter when you listen to it. All right. So let's see what we got. A card just flew out. So I'm going to assume that's the card they want me to pick. It just flew. Like it had wings, for the love of Pete. Oh, and of course it's on the floor. All right. What do we got here? All right. So for this week, the card that flew out is Ascending the Mountain. Keep going forward. I can't make this stuff up. Because today we're talking about the pause, the in-between, the time people usually give up on things because it doesn't seem like anything's moving forward. And this is the card that fell out. Keep going forward. Yeah. Man, you guys got a good sense of humor. So this week, not a whole lot of things are going to seem like they're moving forward for any of us. It's going to feel like we are in the middle of an ice freeze. An ice freeze? A freeze. Like there's ice everywhere. Nobody can move. Nobody can leave their house because there's so much ice. That's what this week is going to feel like when it comes to trying to do anything, to get any type of momentum for something. So instead of trying to push, take the small steps forward. Small steps are just as important as big steps. And allow yourself to enjoy the pause. All right. To enjoy not pushing, pushing, pushing. Okay. So this is the week of small steps. This is the week not to quit completely, but to keep moving forward, even though it may seem like nothing is working. But to also remember that during this week, you're also going to pause. Pause, breathe, and remember that there's stuff going on beneath the surface we're not privy to. All right? So the card this week, Ascending the Mountain, keep going forward. Even if it's baby steps, please do it. All right, now mystical item of the week. Well, it is the Winter Threshold. And the Winter Threshold represents the energetic doorway between action and rest, intention and embodiment, movement and gestation. Nature is not dormant in winter. It is conserving, storing, and preparing. This threshold reminds us stillness is not stagnation. Stillness is not abandonment. Rest is not failure. You are not paused by the universe. You are paused with it. So how to create a winter threshold? It's not an object, really. It's a deliberate energetic state that you step into. It's created through intention, environment, and consent. You have to give yourself consent to pause. So first thing you want to do is you want to name what this energetic threshold is for yourself. The threshold begins when it's acknowledged. So say silently or out loud, I am entering a season of integration and preparation. Say it again. I am entering a season of integration and preparation. This statement tells the nervous system and the subconscious we are not pushing, we are not forcing, we are allowing. Okay? A threshold is a line between two states. You need to identify one place in your life where movement is paused. Think of a place. We all have something that's paused right now. Okay? One place in their life in your life that feels that movement is paused. One desire you have that feels suspended. One area where stillness is being asked for. Now, the threshold is not everywhere. It is specific. All right? During the winter threshold, your role changes. You're no longer chasing, proving, performing, fixing. You actually are now holding, stabilizing, integrating, and listening. All right? This is a conscious identity shift. For people who want a tangible anchor for this threshold, this is optional, but you can use a candle, a piece of paper, maybe a small bowl or plate. Place the paper under the candle. Well, first you have to write on the paper one thing you are releasing effort around and one thing you are trusting to unfold. Okay, that's what you want to write on the paper. One thing you're releasing effort around and one thing you are trusting to unfold. So write that on the piece of paper. Put that piece of paper under the candle. Hopefully the candle is in a candle holder of some kind, or if it's sitting in one, that's good. So light the candle, and you're going to want to sit quietly for 1 minute. Say to yourself or out loud, I allow what is forming to form. And that's it. All right. And then you can snuff the candle out. You don't want to blow because it scatters the energies. They sell little snuffers online. They look like a little, they look like a bell that you put over it. If you've ever been to church, you see them with the bell thing as they put out candles. That's what you're looking for. Okay. And I know Amazon has them because I have one from Amazon. But that's where you get it, or you can lick your fingers and then pinch the fire out. All right. So part three. So living with the threshold. The winter threshold is maintained through behavior. It's important that you reduce unnecessary output. But remember, we're taking small steps during this week. You want to protect your rest. So during this week, if you don't have to go to work, don't set your alarm clock. Allow yourself to sleep in. All right. I woke up today at 10:50 a.m. I allow myself to sleep during the winter, and it feels great. You also want to keep routines simple. You know, if you want to clean your house, do one room a day. All right. Do the bathroom today. Do the kitchen today. Bedroom tomorrow. Next, you want to avoid big decisions made from impatience. Don't be impatient. Being impatient gets you nowhere. In fact, I think that's how I got married both times. So avoid big decisions when you're impatient, all right? And also, resist explaining your pause to others. It's none of their business if you don't feel like doing anything this week or if your output is minimal. Remember, still take small steps because of the card we pulled this week. But you owe nobody an explanation. Okay? And the threshold dissolves naturally when movement resumes. So say next week, things are starting to pop. You start doing a lot of movement forward. The threshold disappears. Okay. You don't need to do anything to close out the threshold, to end it, to say, I don't want it anymore. The universe will show you. Okay. When things start moving around you, then the threshold's gone. So why does this work? Well, the nervous system cannot integrate change when it's under pressure. The winter threshold helps to stabilize identity shifts, allows energetic coherence, prevents premature action, protects manifestations from collapse. This is how people, like you, stop sabotaging what you've asked for. All right. Oh, darn. I had something I was going to say. Now I completely forgot what it was. Yep. That's postmenopause in action. It'll come back to me at some point in time. I'm sure of it. All right. Let's move forward to the main topic of the week, which is trusting the pause when nothing seems to be happening. Well, let's take some drink of coffee. All right. We've been conditioned to believe that if something isn't moving outwardly, it isn't moving at all. This belief comes from the productivity culture, not spiritual truth. In nature, the most critical phases of growth happen indivisibly. Roots spread underground before a tree grows taller. Seeds crack open in the darkness before they ever touch the light. Winter strengthens the soil before spring arrives. Yet when our lives enter a simple or similar phrase, we panic. We assume we've stalled, we've lost momentum, we're falling behind, we've missed a window, we're failing, right? But energetically, the pause is not an absence of progress. It is a progress moving inward. The universe does not prioritize speed. It prioritizes stability. Visible progress is often celebrated, but invisible progress is what lasts. The pause is where foundations are reinforced, the nervous system recalibrates, identity catches up to intention, emotional capacity expands. When the universe pauses external movement, it's often protecting you from manifesting something you're not yet ready to sustain. The pause feels uncomfortable because it removes feedback. When there are signs, movement, or validation, the mind feels oriented, When there is silence, the mind fills the space with fear. This is when the internal narratives emerge. Oh, I must be off track. If this were meant for me, it would be easier. Oh, I should be doing more. Everybody else seems ahead of me. But discomfort during the pause doesn't mean something is wrong. It means you're being asked to regulate without reassurance. This is a development moment. The pause asks, can you trust without confirmation? Can you remain steady without proof? Can you hold your desire without gripping it? Most people abandon their path during the pause, not because the path is wrong, but because uncertainty feels intolerable. The pause strengthens your capacity for trust. It matures your manifestation practice. It moves you from dependency on signs to confidence in alignment. Manifestation doesn't end when you set an intention. That's when the integration begins. Integration is the process of becoming congruent with what you've asked for. During the pause, old identities dissolve quietly, outdated beliefs lose emotional charge, new self-concepts stabilize, your nervous system adapts to unfamiliar possibility. This is why the pause often feels emotionally strange. You are no longer who you were, but you're not fully who you're becoming yet. Energetically, this is the threshold state. If you interrupt integration by forcing movement, you fracture coherence. You can manifest quickly, but you won't hold it sustainably. The pause allows your energy to recognize so that when movement resumes, it doesn't collapse under pressure. Silence is not emptiness, it's reconfiguration. In the magnetic model, which we've been talking about all of December, attraction is only one piece. Capacity is what determines whether something stays around. The pause often arrives when your desire is close, your energy is stabilizing, your old coping patterns no longer fit, your nervous system needs time to catch up. This is not misalignment, it's alignment locking in. The universe pauses forward motion when emotional steadiness is still forming, identity needs consolidation, energetic coherence is being refined. The universe is saying something like, let's make sure this sticks around for a while. If movement continues too quickly, the manifestation could trigger overwhelm, self-sabotage, regression, and collapse. The pause protects the integrity of what's coming. In the magnetic model, stillness is not stagnation, it is signal stabilization. The pause is not a void to escape, it is a pause to participate in consciously. So, what supports this pause? Maintaining gentle routines, resting without guilt, grounding the body, regulating emotions, staying connected to your practices, observing without forcing interpretation. Support during the pause looks boring to the ego, but nourishing to the nervous system. What disrupts the pause? Impulsive action, demanding clarity, comparison, self-doubt spirals, abandoning alignment practices, changing goals out of fear. The pause does not ask for effort. What does it ask for, guys? It asks for steadiness. Your role is not to push the timeline. It is to hold a frequency. Stillness becomes an act of trust, and trust becomes an act of power. So for the soul work for the week, and you'll find this below in the show's notes under resources. Number one, name where you're in a pause. Identify one area of your life where things feel quiet or suspended. Two, ask this question. What is integrating right now that I can't see? And let this answer be intuitive, not a logical answer. Number three, practice energetic steadiness. Once per day, say, I trust what is forming beneath the surface. And feel that land in your body. Feel it from head to toe. I trust what is forming beneath the surface. Number four, resist the urge to rush. Notice where impatience appears and soften instead of acting. And honor rest as sacred. Rest is not avoidance, it is preparation in divine timing. So not all movements look like motion. Not all progress announces itself. And not all creation is loud. Sometimes the universe grows your future in silence, not to test you, but to prepare you. This week, let yourself pause without panic, rest without explanation, and trust without proof. Next week, we're closing out December and, of course, Season 1 of Mystical Minds with Crossing the Threshold, preparing your energy for the next cycle. It'll be a powerful episode about integration, readiness, and consciously stepping into what comes next. Until then, stay steady, stay open, and remember, what's forming now is worth the wait. And that's a wrap here on Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, maybe a nudge from your soul. Don't forget the soul work for the week. You'll find it under resources for episode. If you love what we explored today, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. And if you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. You can also book a private reading with me or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or maybe a deeper connection to your path. And until next time, guys, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.